It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
Your Kikai Barkata. The Morning Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Hello, good morning, everybody.
It is Tuesday.
May 28th.
Mm-hmm. A Tuesday. And
let's count it down.
When is June 1?
In 3 days.
Whoa.
Yes, in three
Friday?
Days.
Friday?
Yep, I think. No, Friday is 29.
29.
Friday is... No, that's wrong. 31 is Friday.
31.
Saturday.
Saturday's June 1.
It's June 1. And then we would be done.
Whoa.
With the summer. Summer 2013 would
and
have
then
passed.
It'll be June.
It will be June.
Well, in the U.S., it's like the time of the June brines. But for us, it's really December.
Yeah, because nobody gets married when it's the stormiest time of year.
We don't have like as many June brides as, let's say, the Americans.
Because it's summer there.
Yeah, that's why it's...
That's why people get married.
But for us, parang no work ng Christmas.
Yes,
people
yes.
Get married there.
Oh, wow. But yeah, May 28th, it's a Tuesday, 2013.
Yes.
What is going on?
Right? What's going on with your lives?
Well, hopefully good things.
Yes. Okay, so,
what are we doing today?
We have a topic.
Okay.
We are looking for the top 10 nicknames for boobies. I noticed you covered up. I noticed your neckline is way higher.
No, look, I don't have a lot of pregnant clothes, like clothes for maternity clothes.
Yeah.
So I have to make do with things.
So actually, there were some suggestions for the...
It was like somebody was tweeting me like, he's reading all boobs about on his Twitter.
Yeah. And
on his Twitter feed, it was all about boobs. And I'm like... Yeah, I know. Isn't it great?
So I'm like, let's do boobs today.
And then it was like I was talking about something about mammary.
Yeah.
Mammary glands, yeah. Obviously. And then somebody said, I thought I read Mama Mary.
Oh.
No.
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 Mammary.
No, mammary glands.
And then so like some suggestions were like, you'll name one Hopes.
Yeah.
And the other one Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
One Mayon. The other one Fuji.
Well, is Mount Fuji like a perfect cone?
Some very near, almost
very
like
near.
Mayon.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Almost like Mayon.
Then I'm okay then.
Diba? Kasi ang bad naman kung isa Mayon isa Taal.
Exactly.
Like, how come it's not
lopsided? Oh.
So there, that's exactly what.
Swear the power of the boobs.
Exactly.
2 days, 2 days. It sets tongues wagging.
But today, it's all about. Boobies.
Okay.
The whole episode. This is an homage to boobies.
And to newly sprouted boobs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Diba? So that's exactly what we are looking for. If you want to join us, just key in RX space, your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Nicknames for Boobies.
All right. It's going to be a fun day today.
Yes,
again.
It will.
All right, it's 6:16 on the clock. We're going to take this break. When we come back, I think we might have the news ready for you guys.
Yes.
Hang in there.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. It is a Tuesday, May 28, 2013. My name is Del. All right. The mess that is Amanda Bynes.
It continues.
Yeah, the saga continues. Amanda Bynes has unleashed a shocking, unprovoked Twitter attack on Rihanna, criticizing the singer's looks and including a dig over her infamous fight with ex-boyfriend Chris Brown. The tweets, which have since been removed, began with Bynes saying, quote, Rihanna, you look so ugly trying to be white. Ironically, Amanda's latest look, the two-cheek piercings, blonde wigs, nose job, and heavy eye makeup, is inspired by African-American stripper Black Chyna, who has since gone on to star in several rap videos. And shortly after Amanda's initial slam, she referenced the 2009 fight between Rihanna and Brown, writing, Chris Brown beat you because you're not pretty enough. Amanda even went on to say she, quote, almost named my new dog Rihanna, unquote, before deleting her tweets. Rihanna caught wind of the nasty tweets shortly after they were posted, firing back. You see what happens when they cancel intervention? The comment got Bynes fired up again, and she replied, "Unlike your fugly-faced self, I don't do drugs. You need the intervention, dog. I met your ugly face in person. You aren't pretty. You know it."
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa. Good grief. And this is unprovoked.
Unprovoked.
Now, against the parents in a Twitter rant since deleted, just like Rihanna, the Rihanna rant, Bynes posts, quote, "I am suing my parents for money laundering, unethical manager work. I never signed a contract with them, and they had been stealing my money without me knowing, claiming they were managing me somehow when they have no right to act as if they did anything to help or enhance my career, and I want dollars back that I earned on my own. I'm 27 and don't like when press talks to my parents. My parents are almost 70 years old. We are no longer on speaking terms. I would rather them be homeless than live off my money."
Oh my God.
What the? What is going
on? What is going on? And, well, you do know what is going on. I mean, she's just falling apart. That's
she's
what's going
falling
on.
Apart.
I mean, why would you say these things?
See, this is why it scares me.
I mean, you maybe know, it's true. Maybe they are not. Like, I mean, it has been known that, you know, parents have tried to live off of their children. But, you know, this is not the way to handle it.
Yeah. I mean, Mariah Carey has had herself emancipated from her parents. Beyonce had to fire her father.
Yes.
Who else? Even Michael Jackson.
It's been known.
It's been known to happen. No, but I'm just, this is just reading about Amanda Bynes and how the unraveling.
Yeah.
I'm just really wary of kids who enter show business at such an early age.
Yes.
It's really, really, you have like more than 50% chance of it like
of
ruining
them
your
getting
life.
Messed up.
Oh my.
And they are messed up.
In 27, this should be the time of your life.
Yeah.
You know, this is like when you're on a high.
Having so much fun. And,
yes.
And, well, she is on a high. Reportedly. That kind of
Although
high.
Although she did say she threw the bong.
Yeah.
Wow, Amanda.
Okay. No, she denies throwing the bong.
Oh, she denies.
The police said she threw the bong out her window when she was about
to get caught. But even prior to that, there were so many pictures of her in a car.
Uh-huh.
You know, anyway, wow.
Cray, cray.
Hey, Amanda, what's going on? And to attack someone who's not attacking you, that's...
Yeah.
And please, don't even start a fight with Rihanna.
No,
you're going to lose.
No, no, no. She is, you know... She's not about to... She doesn't back down from a fight.
No,
she was being nice when she tweeted that.
Yeah, I know. Imagine now
she was
being
nice.
But maybe she won't. She won't dignify it.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, this girl
saka,
is...
If she's crazy, tas papatulan mo, edi crazy ka din.
Right.
Diba?
Right.
That's anyway, what I would tell her. But in English. Edi crazy ka din. It
well,
won't
what
work.
Are you talking about? Yeah. All right, there you go. That is the news. The first one today here on the show. Final few days of May. Enjoy the last few days of summer with us here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1. La, 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Here we go. Are you ready, Delamar?
I'm ready.
This is all about...
B1, B2, are you ready?
These are about your new girls.
I really did. I really did feel so... Oh, before I forget.
Yeah.
So we were talking about this whole boob thing yesterday, right? And it was so funny because we ate T-Sig after the show.
Yeah.
And then I went shopping. And I swear, I got... You know when people would open the door for me?
Yeah.
Like the guards would go, "Good morning, ma'am."
Saka yung, "Good morning, ma'am."
There was something different. And I was like, what? Oh, maybe it's the boobs.
And somebody was saying... Parang, oh no, they're bullying this. And I wanted to say, no, 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 trust me, she's enjoying this.
I mean, I have lived so many years on this planet. I've been waiting since age 9 for my boobs to appear. They never did. I went through one pregnancy, no boobs.
Sabi ko, look, we used to rag her for being flat-chested. So now that we're teasing her about her boobs. Trust me.
She's in. It's music to her ears.
Yes, this is not bullying. Because they're like, that's my sad face. Sabi ko, sabi nila, naku, they're bullying Del. So, no. This time, before, yes. But yes. This time around, no. It's not. She's enjoying this.
And it's
promise.
So, I swear, yesterday, it felt like, alam mo yung sa commercial?
Yeah.
Like, in shampoo commercials, or let's say, soap commercials, the girl, you know, wakes up and she takes a shower with this new product.
Yeah.
And she feels like she's the most beautiful girl in the world.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened to me yesterday.
Exactly. Only it's the boobs. Parang you took a product, parang hinugasan mo ng certain soap, tapos pagising mo the next
malaki
day,
na siya. Doble oh,
na
siya. Gosh. Actually, I'm also gonna share with you guys, because we're doing it today. I wanted to do it on my Twitter.
Like, okay.
Like, I wanted to do something about boobs, an homage to boobies. But I think since we're doing it this today, I'll do it on air.
Okay.
Para bagay.
Sige.
All right. So after you do the top 10, I'll give you a fact.
A factoid.
Not a factoid, but a fact.
A fact. Okay. Sige. Okay. And so. Will we get to do a close-up Instagram of your cleavage?
No.
And here we go.
Wait, before we go, oh, okay. Before we start, can we just say happy birthday
to Young Indy! Happy birthday to you.
And then Jyoti, of course, says happy birthday sa Panginoon ng mga salbahing Russians.
That is true, though.
Oh, but happy birthday to you. And also,
happy birthday.
Mr. Perk is saying, let's see, happy birthday as well to John Letiatko.
Hey, we met him.
Oh, did we?
In
yes.
Singapore? No, not Singapore.
But happy birthday.
In one of the signings.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to John
happy
Letiatko.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
Or was it... No. I think it's... Basta, we've met him. Okay, anyway.
I'll trust you.
Here we go. The top 10 nicknames for boobies.
Okay.
Let's start off with... okay. from Kuya Maui. There are two, diba, two boobies, diba?
Mm-hmm.
One tends to be a little parang wala na, kawawa na. And the other one is still like raring to go. Si Laulaw at si Tuklaw.
Tuklaw is
to strike.
To strike like a snake.
And Camila says, Carnation at Alaska. Sources of milk.
Oh my gosh. Wala pa rin tatalo sa Alaska.
For Rene Boy says, World Cups.
Oh.
Also.
That's a huge cup, though.
No, that's a huge cup. Well, Camila sent in something similar to an entry of his. Si Evap at si Condensa. And also. Let's see here.
Can you drink evaporated milk? Like as
yes, you
is.
Can.
I mean, without. Look who the cat dragged in.
Hello,
cat drag E.
Huh?
Cat draggy.
Oh, you the cat.
You were dragged by the cat.
I was dragged by the cat.
He was
okay.
A dragger. You're the draggy.
Yeah.
What
so
a draggy.
So I'm a draggy.
Gee.
Okay.
And.
But yeah, you can. It just doesn't taste.
It's not
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's very bland.
Well, some people drink condensada, believe it or not.
But that's awesome.
See? Oh my gosh, that's
too sweet.
That's
so sweet.
But it's awesome. Have you tried it?
No, I don't wanna.
Oh my god, it'll change your life.
It's too sweet. It's too
sweet. No, I mean, it's not like you drink it every day. It's just one of those, like, parang...
You drink the whole can?
Well, we used to put it in a freezer, make it really cold.
Yeah?
Not to the point where it's ice.
Right.
Because then again... Natutuloy yun.
Oh, hindi nga. But yeah, tapos you just... sip from it. Mm. It's so good. Not like you don't drink it like normal milk, but you put it in a glass.
Yeah.
And but like sips lang. It's so good. So good. I used to do that with my dad, and then you know.
Because I remember.
Here we are, years later, X amount of pounds after.
But I remember, like for example, Bear Brand.
Yeah.
You could drink it from the can.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it.
As kids, we drank.
Nakabalot pa siya.
What do you mean?
The can had a. Like had a paper.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Diba?
But see, like isn't that condensed? I mean evaporated?
No.
Oh, it's not.
It's normal
milk.
Yeah.
It's milk.
It's canned milk.
Or like, let's say powdered milk. Have you ever eaten powdered milk?
Yeah.
Masarap.
Uh-oh.
It's sweet din naman eh. Parang ganun. It just condenses because it's so thick.
Yeah.
But it's
so
good.
Because it's so high in sugar.
Hindi ko kaya.
Yeah. Well,
it's so good though. One time, before, you know, we all kick the bucket or something, you just have to try it.
That's why we will kick the bucket, because we tried it.
You're just going to try it. It's not like you're going to make a habit out of it.
Oh, yeah. You won't just eat to it taste every day,
it.
Right?
Yeah, just to taste it. Just so you know, like, you know, so eventually when we all die, it'll be there on your tombstone.
Na parang we drank condensed milk.
Yep. Bitches.
Okay, bitches. Camila says, si pantal at si butlig.
Hey, not anymore.
Not today.
Not for
I saw
a few
your tweet
months.
Yesterday about guards being all nice and
they were
being
so
helpful.
Nice. They were so
telling you,
nice.
Boobs really have power.
They really do. I'm amazed. I knew they had power, but I didn't know how much power they had.
Like, you hate to admit it, but it just happens.
Yes, it does.
Oh, ito si Camilo. Si salamat at si Doc.
I don't get it. Why salamat?
Salamat Doc. Doc.
If viewers aren't real.
Yeah.
Oh,
then
right.
You name
call
them
it salamat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like if somebody has a really nice, suddenly nice nose or wala na siyang wrinkles, salamat no. And OMGN says, ang haba ng nickname. You are the piece of meat I wish I didn't eat.
Hey, this is perfect for you.
That's clarity, eh?
Oh. No, because with the pregnancy,
the piece of meat.
Your boobs get bigger.
Yeah.
And then it's, I wish I didn't, you are the piece of me. I wish I didn't leave. Never mind. Because I thought it
Let's forget about that.
I thought it went like, you know, parang, you are a piece of me. I wish it wouldn't leave. Parang ganon.
I wish they wouldn't leave.
Oh, yeah, no,
but they
then
will.
It would have been perfect for you. But apparently the lyrics are different. So
okay, so there goes
that
point.
Idea.
Cinco Wainter says, Betty Boobs.
Yeah, that's Betty cute. Boobs.
And also Cinco Wainter says Jiggly and Wiggly. Very Pokemon. Camilo says, for Dolly Parton, their nicknames are weapons of mass destruction.
And they do look it.
They're just too
massive.
Massive.
Too massive.
They are distracting.
Kuya Maui says, you'll name one Bumper, tapos the other one to Bumper.
Bumper to
si
Bumper.
Si Bumper to Bumper. For Rene Boy says, mga rurok ng tagumpay.
What's rurok?
Peak.
The peak of success.
Ah, pwede mo rin palang tawagin Tirad Pass.
Bakit?
Because diba it's a hill.
Ah, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that Tirad Pass
Tirad Pass is a is part of...
Oh, I don't know.
If I'm not mistaken, it's like a...
Basta alam ko lang there was a battle there.
I think it's a plateau. And so they had the tactical advantage because they were they were on higher ground. But somebody led the Spaniards through a back path, much like how it happened in 300.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much like that.
And they took them from behind.
Yeah.
They did.
So pwede mo sabihin na tirad
pass. Oh, now I understand why you remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Diba? You can actually say that, wala bro, natirad pass ako.
You were taken from behind.
Pag nabigla
ka. Nagulat ka.
It's strategic Filipino victory. Tactical American victory.
Ay.
Two killed. Yeah. 9 wounded.
What's this?
The battle of Tirad Pass.
That's it?
Yes. So far, that's it.
Wow.
Hindi, konti lang pala. I thought it was,
a big battle.
Well, it says here 52 killed.
Ah, 52. Okay, I heard.
No, because there are two numbers. Oh, okay. Two Americans killed. 52 Filipinos died.
Oh, okay. Marami din.
And then 9 Americans wounded.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, pretty big battle.
Okay.
It's called the Philippine Thermopylae.
Yeah. Philippine Thermopylae was a battle in the Philippine-American War fought on December 2, 1899.
Ah, it's America na pala. I always thought it was like Philippine-Spanish War pa. Whoops.
So Americans na. Okay. Mash Plutonium says, nicknames for boobies, Boob Marley.
Boob Marley.
Yeah, Boob Marley. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 nicknames for boobies comes from OMGN.
OMGN says.
Para kay baby, para kay daddy. Okay, here we go. The top 10 nicknames for boobies. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag nicknames for boobies.
All right, and I did say that I would have facts about boobs.
Yes.
Okay, what are the awesome facts about boobs that you didn't know? Okay, did you know that the average center at attention, like the center of it, I don't want to say it.
Yeah.
But the center of a boob, when it's in attention, is slightly taller than a stack of 5 quarters.
Oh, whoa.
So parang piso.
Yes, 5.
Really?
Stack them.
Parang hindi naman.
Well, we'll see.
I think it depends on the person.
Well, this is mostly a Western version of it.
Yeah.
This is a Western.
These are Western facts.
Facts. So remember, and I'll give you a fact every hour, every batch.
Okay. And then we can call it a fact that.
Okay.
Yes.
Sige. All right. More fact on boobs and the top 10. But first,
it's Chico. It's Delamar. And it's Gino. On the Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Can we just say good morning to Bella Padilla?
Isn't she on her way to Cebu?
Actually, she said, good morning, rushers. No, I won't request for carried away today, as I'm being carried away to Cebu. But I wish I could. So she's so sweet.
Yeah.
I swear, this girl is just the sweetest.
But have a safe flight
and enjoy
the Queen City of the South.
Wherever it is, whatever it is you're doing in Cebu, we hope you enjoy it.
And happy landings.
Hey, can we just say thank you to everybody for hashtagging nicknames for boobies?
We're number 5, I think. Oh, we're trending.
Yeah. Yay!
Thank you.
Trust boobs to trend.
Basta boobs talaga, grabe
kayo. Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, I think that was expected.
Yes. So, hello.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 2.
Hey, can we just say hello and can I just express my utmost jealousy and wanting to be there? Let's say hi to Rocco Nacino.
Hey,
he's tuned in.
Hello,
hi, Rocco.
He's going to try wakeboarding at New Valley today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and man, I wish I could go.
Hey, take care of your knees.
Yeah, so it's Rocco with Mark Heras, Enzo Pineda, and Steven Silva.
Ay, patay.
So I'm sure a lot of people out there will be very happy to know.
New Valley.
Oh, teka, guys, maaga ako mag-out.
An hour and a half.
Yeah, they're gonna be in their board shorts and
probably shirtless.
Yeah, but Rojo, just remember to keep the cable near your hip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
if all else fails, drop your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if all else fails, mag-kneeboard ka na.
Hindi nga, that's why tutulungan ko sila. I'll give them tips.
This is actually legit because he actually went wakeboarding. Yeah.
So nice. Mag-ano lang ako under time. I'll just
mga 30 minutes na lang ako dito.
So mga bros, ha? Intayin niyo lang ako.
No, no. Bros.
Sabi nila, yes, te.
Hindi, look. I can really give them tips. So yung alam mo yung bago ka sa salang, dun muna tayo sa dry land. Tapos nandun yung board.
Tapos i-adjust mo yung
kaya. Adjust mo yung lower.
But they're actually really gonna do that.
Okay, yeah, exactly. I know what I'm talking about. So
we know what you're talking about. It's the ulterior motive we're worried about.
It's not ulterior motive. There's no ulterior motive.
Because the instructor's there. Rocco, they want to teach you so that you know how.
Rocco and company, good intention. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. So I'd be careful about this one.
No, but seriously, man, enjoy. I wish I could go. I really, you have no idea how much I wish I could go.
Right.
Especially today.
Of all days.
Eh, kasi, you know, I can.
Next year, pag isa yung tuhod ko.
I can give tips.
Pwede massage. Massage. Hello.
Shoes.
Puro artista to mga to.
Can I do the news?
Okay, fine.
This is the news.
That's the news. This is, I think.
It's weird.
Chico picked
to
this.
To say the very least.
And it's funny though.
It's funny.
British pop star Jerry Halliwell. What?
Rocco just texted. He goes, got your tips, bro. Thanks. And pakisabi kay Chico, actually, nakatibak ako today for my birthday.
Patay. With the bindings, ha? Pwede.
Oh, parang fashion statement.
Parang fashion statement. Bindings
with
tibak.
Pupunta na rin ako ng Novak.
I think everyone's going to Nuvali today.
I know, right?
All right, British pop star Jerry Halliwell was left red-faced during a visit to a zoo in Australia over the weekend when a koala urinated in her purse. I tried to say it with a straight face.
But you can't.
The Spice Girl singer has moved down under with her daughter, Blue Bell, to take a judging job on reality TV series Australia's Got Talent. And she has been sightseeing in Sydney during her time off. Halliwell visited the city's famous Taronga Zoo on Sunday, but Ooh. Got more than she bargained for in the koala enclosure when one of the creatures peed in her handbag.
Yeah.
So she posted a picture of the guilty party on her Twitter.com page with the caption, and I quote, "He peed on my bag. I stepped in koala poo and he peed on my handbag. No probs." Unquote.
Aww.
So cute.
But that's cute. Okay, I like it. And Taronga Zoo is really stunning.
They say it's
beautiful.
They say it's one of the top zoos in the world.
Yes, it is.
The Berlin Zoo, San Diego.
Well, Sydney is actually bigger. The Sydney Zoo. And parang mas, what do you call that? You know, it's like for me, like El Nido Lagan and Minilok. Something
right?
like that. Mm. Like Sydney is the Lagan. It's the big, flashy zoo.
Yeah,
and then Taronga is the smaller,
rustic,
mm-hmm. but really nice. Really, really nice.
It's just so, she's so cute though.
Yeah.
Having to tweet this. And the koala. You know, I don't know. Tried to make Cooper say koala. He's usually good with words.
Yeah.
But with koala, he says koalala.
Koalala.
No, but there are really, you know, there are really words that are like that.
Oh, really?
It's like, really difficult.
I couldn't say Kentucky Fried before. I would say Tiki Fry. And I would call all refrigerators Frigidaire, even if I didn't know that Frigidaire was an actual brand.
It was a brand. Because over the weekend, there was a thunderstorm, right?
Yeah.
So I was introducing the idea of thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll hear...
You mean
you'll
my right arm and my left arm?
Whoa. So lightning first and then the thunder, because light travels faster than sound.
Yeah.
And then he called it funder.
Funder. No, but his TH naman talaga is F.
Oh, yeah.
Thunder.
All right, funder. So there you go. That is the news. The second one today here on the show. Hey, tweet us today.
Yes.
Nice tweets, please.
Yes.
All right, you're on the Morning Rush. You got C, D, and G. You're on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
Oh my gosh, you're G, diba? Si Gino is G.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and next play, Becky G.
It's a foreshadowing of things to come.
So si G, Becky.
Ay, nako.
Here we go. La, 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The
Can
top
I just
10.
Say,
yes.
It wasn't just about the food. Sometimes, you know, you really need to, like, if you feel bad, mm-hmm. but you don't necessarily want to go emo, you really spend it with people, and the conversation is like a salve.
Yeah.
It kind of makes things less worrisome, less painful.
At saka when you have that...
All I don't
that,
know. I still feel pretty sad about life.
And pero kasi if you have fat in your mouth, parang all the problems go away.
Oh.
No. Sana parang if you have fat in your belly, then all the problems would go away. Because I'd be a really happy boy.
Oh, actually.
Diba?
Good point.
Pero ang sarap talaga nun.
Ang sarap eh.
Ang sarap talaga. As in.
Actually, medyo solid talaga.
Asa ka nag-trail off tayo.
Talaga. Medyo solid talaga. Alam mo, you're trying to remember what it felt like yesterday.
I know, yung unang bite.
Kasi it's crunchy sisig eh.
Sarap.
Kasi sanay ako the meaty.
Oh.
I'm more familiar with the meaty kind of
sisig. I'm so hungry,
sisig.
I want to bite the microphone. But I'm sure it won't taste as good.
Oh, okay.
Medyo,
medyo.
Iba tatag mo na. Iba dating nun, ha? Iba dating nun.
That's what I said! Look where it got me.
The top 10 nicknames for boobies. Let's start off with, for Renny Boy, Ang Kapatagan. Remember when we learned the Tagalog of all the... Topography ba yan tawag dun?
Like, yes, yeah.
The topography of the
mga
land.
Plateau, okay. Mga...
Yeah, like, kunyari, bundok, mountain. Burol is hill.
What's
hill.
Plateau again? Talampasigan?
Pinggan.
Kapikon!
Paabot naman ng plateau. Isang plateau na may mani.
No, diba, what is it? Talampas.
Talampas.
There. And then talampasigan. It's dalampasigan.
And then kapatagan.
Dalampasigan is ano? Dalampasigan is shore.
Okay. Beach.
Yeah. Ocean pala is dagat.
Karagatan.
Karagatan.
Karagatan. Topography, the art or practice of graphic delineation in detail, usually on maps or charts.
I know, that's different.
Of natural and man-made features, blah, 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 blah.
I guess that's... Oh, they pointed
it. No, it is. Yeah. The configuration of a surface.
Oh, there you go.
Including its relief and the position of its natural and man-made features. Parang chest.
Mm-mm.
Kasi if you get fake boobies, that's a man-made...
It is. So kapatagan is ano is a
plateau.
Plain.
Yeah.
Plateau is talampas.
Talampas.
Talampas. What's
Tapos,
the difference?
Lambak is valley, right? Lambak.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Lambak is valley.
I really didn't know that.
Wait, I'm gonna Google
no,
it.
No, valley is ano like broken.
Nakakapikon. Ang lambak ay patag na lupa na pinapaligiran ng dalawang bundok.
Yeah,
it's a valley.
Or a veil.
A veil.
A veil.
A dragon veil.
A dragon veil.
Wait,
veil,
talampas. Veil. Plateau is a flat surface,
on top of a mountain.
Oh.
Now, a plane. Talagang flat everywhere.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So,
Oh, this is fun.
A plateau is something that you see in the Grand Canyon.
No, I love it. Huh?
No, in the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
You see the protrusion from the...
But as opposed to a butt. Yung butt with an E. Because a butt with an E is literally para siyang a stone... Para a stone
edifice,
a letter T.
Oh, na flat yung ibabaw. A plateau has to be like a
mountain.
Parang a mountain talaga.
Yeah.
It's much bigger.
Diba, in the Grand Canyon,
yes,
marami ganon.
Yes.
And then
a lot of those kasi are butts.
Yeah, but going to the Grand Canyon,
yeah,
you'll see a lot of plains.
Plains.
I mean, parang like Dances with Wolves. Like seriously,
right. Like open plains.
Open plains, and you could imagine like what you
where
see.
Where the deer and the antelope play.
Yes. Where the deer and the antelope play. And the wabbit.
I don't know the song.
Young.
Oh.
Say, can you see?
No.
Bye.
No.
Ay, nako, you derailed me.
Wait.
Let me a home.
Oh, bring me a home where the buffaloes roam and the deer and the antelopes play.
I still don't know the song.
Really? Bugs Bunny sings it all the time.
I just know he chews on carrots and says, "What's up, Doc?"
What?
Well, that's
too. Sacrilege. You don't know Bugs Bunny.
No, of course I do know Bugs Bunny. I watched Looney Tunes all the time.
Mm. Oh, Kuya Maui says, boobs and Sunroa. Yes. Camila says, the Maz twins. Sounds very exotic.
The Maz.
See, La Maz and He Maz.
The Maz twins.
La Maz and He Maz. Sebastian says, Pride and Prejudice. Ah, very literary yung ano, yung...
Sounds like me.
Diba? Mm-hmm. Si Pride. At si Pride. You left Si Pride.
Home on the Range.
On the Range.
Thank you to Joe. Joe is the one who... Joe Shred. Home on the Range.
Madmut Mark says...
Oh, give me a home.
Oh, give me a home. Where the buffalo roam. And the deer. And the antelope play.
But that's the only line we know.
It's so American though.
Yeah, I mean, it is a song sung by people living in the...
Even though I never know the rest of the song. Yung... Aloha. Oi.
Aloha, hui.
Tapos may katsunod yun.
Meron ba yun?
Alam mo who's...
Doesn't Bugs Bunny sing that
no,
too?
No, not Bugs Bunny. See,
but a cartoon.
One of the cartoons.
Aloha, hui.
Anyway.
Diba?
Hui ba?
Oi.
Alam ko hui.
Oi.
Hui.
Oi.
Hui. Ginawa mo yung Tagalog.
Hui.
Oi.
No, it's like hui. Aloha, hui.
Aloha, oi.
Oi.
Why? What's oi? What does oi mean?
I don't know. It's just... Why? What does hui mean?
Hui.
Oh, what's hui mean?
It's ano, parang H-U-I.
Yung hui, di ba? Hui Cabalbon.
Or hui Lewis.
Hui is a type of people found in China.
Oh,
predominantly.
This is a Hawaiian.
That's a Hawaiian.
It's a Hawaiian song, yo.
May nag-migrate eh. Bakit ba?
Oh, ganito. Igo-goggle.
Goggle. Okay,
sige. Goggle
mo.
Goggle ko, ha?
Okay. Aloha song.
Remember, we're talking about boobs today. Inspired by some spontaneous eruptions.
Aloha, oi. I'm pretty sure it's oi. Owe. See?
Oh, mali
See?
Tayo pareho. Ano?
Oh, pero mas malapit kami.
Mas malapit kami.
Eh, yung huwi ko, merong i.
Hindi huwi eh.
Mali ka.
Mali ka.
Mali rin kayo.
Hindi. Okay. Kasi kami. Kami. Look, we said oi. And O-E is oi.
No, oh, your oi was O-Y and O-I.
Henda!
Hindi.
Nang toko to.
And it was Lilo and Stitch pala. Thank you, OMG.
Ah, yeah.
Okay. I have another boob fact.
Oh, wow.
The average boob contains 4 to 5% of a woman's body fat and weighs approximately 1.1 pounds.
Wow.
But of course, the picture I'm looking at is of, this is Kate Upton.
Oh, can I see?
No.
No, can I see just for scientific purposes? I have to see.
We lose you for a couple of minutes when we do that.
Adele, no bed, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And pakilakasan yung.
Oh my God.
Yung mic mo?
Wow, kung 1.1 pounds yan. This is disturbing.
Hey, give me my phone.
Wait, I'm researching.
Asan ay aloha oy? Where's the aloha oy?
I don't think it's there.
Can I lower down the thing? Okay, another. I can't concentrate.
Go, another boob fact.
Another boob fact. Before the year 2000, the average American woman's breasts were 34B.
Okay.
Now, the average American breasts are 36C.
They got bigger.
So not only did they get bigger, the cup got bigger.
Because a lot of them are obese.
Well, also because of what they eat. Yo, see?
Oi.
Ah, oi.
It's not oi, it's oi.
Ay, sabi mo, hui.
At least nakuha ko yung i.
Kayo, ay. Ayaw talaga patalo.
Kadiri ka.
Oi.
And you know who this is?
Oh,
it's Elvis. Elvis Presley.
Elvis, yeah.
Really? It's his song? It's but he's not even...
Chico, Lilo and Stitch, remember? Remember Lilo was...
Ah, yeah.
She was crying. She was throwing a tantrum right next to the turntable.
Yeah,
and
Elvis.
She was listening to Elvis.
Oh, ito si Mad Matt Mark. S.O.S.
Okay.
Slip Out Sisters. Kasi madalas mag-slip out.
Madalas mag-slip out. Well, that is
sometimes.
If you're...
Well,
Anto J says, beauty and the breast.
Mm.
Camila says the teachers. The teachers. Because it teaches you to pay attention.
And it teaches you about what
focus.
Kind of, not just focus, but mammals.
Determination.
Mammals and how we're so different
right,
from
right.
other types of animals.
And it teaches you that they really do hold a certain power.
Oh. Camila says, si pad at si ding.
Padding.
Kiko Monster says, si non-fat at si full cream.
Pili ka na lang.
Mash Plutonium says, si Christmas at si bonus. Doon na punta.
Wait, here's a question. If you are fat and you breastfeed, does that mean the milk has higher fat content?
No.
Does that have anything
the
to do with it?
The formulation is the same.
Yeah.
So no matter who you are, like no matter what your diet is?
Siguro minimal.
Yeah, but the taste of your milk also changes.
Really
but it's mostly water.
Yeah.
I'm really curious as to what human milk tastes like.
You know, he did this to me when I was pregnant the last
and
time.
You're pregnant
and you never let me try it.
Pero di ba you asked somebody else na rin? Didn't you taste it?
I didn't get to.
Why?
Wala eh. No stock.
No stock?
Hindi daw available.
Jay Ryan says, si Big Mac at si Quarter Pound. I am Kiddo 08 says Puss and Boobs. And the entry that caps off the bottom
and
half.
And the top.
Nicknames for boobies comes from Mad Mutt Mark.
Mad Mutt Mark says.
Yung isa si, ano, si Ni. Yung ano, yung Tuhod.
Tuhod.
Tapos isa si, ano, si Paul. You know, named after the brother.
Hey, kasi, Chico
or one of the Beatles.
Si Mad Mutt Paul.
Nako.
Alright, so one last boob fact.
Yes.
Okay, so things standing up. I won't say the E word.
Okay.
Okay. Doesn't just happen for guys. Okay? Women's mammary glands swell up and also, you know,
The gland itself
stand.
Or the center?
The center. The center. Stands.
Oh, yeah.
When, you know, they're...
Ah, yeah.
Yes.
Tell me something I don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to imply that you didn't know your mammary glands.
Exactly.
But, yeah. So, we'll have more boob facts for you.
Okay.
Interesting. Awesome facts that you probably didn't know.
We can call it fact. La, 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1.
We're and looking at these guys.
Broadsheet. Ano?
Oh, wow.
Broadsheet beauties.
Akala ko ako yung nakabikini.
Ako rin eh.
Katabi kasi may nakabikini.
So Chico was in the papers today.
I know. Oh, yesterday.
Yesterday. It started yesterday. I think it's there for like an entire week or something.
Oh, like, okay. Also.
Wala, that's how we roll.
No?
Oh, para, oh,
hey, before they take down their billboard, they have to take a photo.
Sabi natin we'll go to the ano, the something. Ano, let's do
yayakapin namin yung legs ng billboard.
Let's do
oh,
it kasi
really?
Kung ano si picture mo rin yung sa'yo para dun tayo sa the, yung pinaplana natin.
Yeah.
We never got around to actually doing it.
Oh, we should do it now.
On the ganyan.
Yeah, before diba? They take it out.
Kasi, oh,
we'll never see our faces
yes.
there
yeah,
again.
It's only 1 month eh.
Diba? Oh. Oh my gosh, we have to do it na.
We have to do it.
Tara, let's plan it.
Sige.
Okay. And tapos after that, kain.
Yay!
Okay, since we're in the
tara
area.
Na, tara na,
talaga kain eh. No?
It's kasi we're in
that's
the area,
that's your incentive
diba?
Eh.
Oh, where do we eat in the area?
Alam mo, dapat mas excited tayo doon sa photo eh. Pinaplano na natin yung...
What?
Hindi, kasi...
Yun yung in, ano natin eh.
Yun yung prize.
Hindi, we'll be back northbound. Pag nandun na tayo, northbound na ulit yun eh.
Hindi, pwede na naman kumain muna tayo.
Oo, oh, kain
and
muna
then,
tayo.
And then, oh, diba?
Okay, para talaga yung super
tapos
happy
na tayo
faces.
Makaakyat, no? Kasi bigat na natin. Like,
tsaka, you have to tell me in advance kasi I'll bring a camera. A camera.
A
camera.
Real camera. Yeah. Wow. Para, Chico the photographer.
Hindi, para mas ano, mas maraming megapixels. In case gusto na, gusto kong gawing like poster in the future.
Wow. But we'll need a photographer.
Siya yun.
Hindi. Kasi kailangan may picture tayo with
right.
Or bring a tripod. Yan na naman eh.
Alam mo, don't ask him to bring stuff. He'll forget.
Or magdala na lang tayo ng boylet.
O so, sabi natin, oh, boss, boss, kunan mo nga kami sabay takbo siya
pagkakabot. Oo nga, please.
Diba? Delikado. Okay, so the top 10 nicknames for boobies. Yes, that's what we're doing today.
I know.
Let's start off with Mad Mutt Mark.
Yeah. Sorry, can we just say hello to Eric John King?
He's hello!
And
hi,
the guy
John
is over
King.
At Bench. Hello and good
hi,
morning.
Eric.
Hello, good
thanks
morning.
Thanks for always tuning in.
I know. Hey, tapos na ba yung ano nila? The fashion,
fashion week?
Show.
Yeah, didn't, ano.
No, but the ano? The...
I don't think it's done.
It's not
but
done.
It opened already.
Uh-oh.
Done.
And ano, diba? Borgi was the one who opened it.
Yeah.
No, but they have always...
Also,
have...
wasn't Paolo Roldan here for that?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, the Givenchy model.
Givenchy.
Yeah.
Please don't say Givenchy.
Yeah, it's
please.
Givenchy.
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 Saka yung Guy LaRoche.
Guy LaRoche!
It's Guy LaRoche, right?
Yes, very
diba. No, I'm just clarifying.
Parang ano.
I haven't heard of it in a long time.
Like the ano, Lueve.
What's Lueve?
The L-O-E-W-E.
Ah, Lueve. Ah, Lueve.
Lueve.
Eh.
Or I know.
It's not low.
I've Saint Laurent.
I've
Saint
Laurent.
Laurent. Laurent. I've Saint...
How
do Americans
louder.
Say it?
Huh?
How do Americans say it?
No, Yves Saint Laurent.
YSL. They say it YSL.
Yeah, because parang...
They just say Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah.
It's not
Saint Laurent.
I've Saint Laurent.
No. What else about the difficult ones?
Shuyamura.
Is Shui also like a designer?
No. Makeup.
Ah, okay.
There
are others, but... Well, of course, the ano.
Louboutins.
Yeah. The Bulgari.
Yeah. Not Bulgari.
Bulgari.
Or what else? What else? We're so bad at this.
I know.
Hermes.
Hermes. Herms.
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 Nice Herms bag
oh,
you've
I love
got there.
My Herms scarf.
Louis Vuitton.
So,
no, but I think Louis Vuitton is...
It's too pedestrian already.
Yeah.
People know about it.
No,
it's not
pedestrian.
Pedestrian, but
no,
it's just
no,
every...
Not
it's
the
such
product,
a household name
but
already.
The name, the brand.
Everybody knows it now. Mad Mutt Mark says, you name the left one, Jojo. I guess childhood friend niya. Tapos yung isa, dahil fan siya, Lady Gaga.
Ay,
nako.
Lady Gaga, diba?
And
I see
where you're going with this.
Mm-hmm. Mad Mutt Mark says, Wilma. Willing mummeries.
Willing to do what is the question?
Yeah, I don't know. Don't ask me.
Hey, the new girl actually says that.
What?
In the series.
Yeah.
She was so frustrated with love that I guess she was drunk and she was shouting outside the window like, please, give my boobs some purpose. Because if you're not a mother, it's just...
It's just there.
It's just there.
It's got to do something.
Well, there is a purpose for it.
Yeah, there is a purpose for it.
Hey, Wanderlust Wang was just clarifying. How do you pronounce Pabder? Pabder, diba? It's Pabder Umo.
Diba,
Uomo.
Uomo. Pabder Uomo. Pabder Uomo.
Kasi it's a...
Pabder Uomo.
It's an of Om. Omo.
Yeah, like Om. Man. Like man. Man. Yeah.
So...
You're an Omo, diba?
Omo. A man, yeah. A Omo.
You are an Omo. How about you, Gino? Are you an Omo?
Oh, naman.
Yeah, sabi ko na.
You Omo. You Omo.
You Omo.
You're so sexual. You're such a sexual creature.
Hey, we're both sexual creatures, so yeah. We can be called...
If Omos.
We're
male,
Omo.
If we're
ladies
male
and gentlemen,
and sexual.
The birth of our new stinger.
The
Omos are here.
Uomo.
Is it Uomo?
I don't know, I don't know. Pero ang spelling niya Uomo eh.
Uomo.
U-O-M-O.
Yeah, U-O-M-O.
U-O-M-O.
Uomo.
Mm-hmm. Pwede rin Pabder.
Hindi, Pabder na lang.
Pabder gay. What about girls? What are girls called in?
Fem.
No, but that's French. Uomo is
Italian. Fomo.
Feme.
Fama. Fama. Feme.
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 Womane.
Womane. Womane. Womano.
I'm
woman-y.
A womane.
You're a womane.
Woman in
Italian. Oh no, don't say womane.
Woman-y. Donna.
Donna.
Donna. Bella Donna.
Bella Donna.
Bella Donna.
Donna and uomo. Do you know uomo?
Man in Italian.
Is there like a way to spell it? I mean to spell it, to pronounce
to
it.
To say it.
Wait.
To say it.
How do you pronounce uomo?
How to pronounce
uomo.
Feeling ko omo nga.
Omo.
Uh-oh.
Omo.
Let me check. Okay.
Wow. A lesson
parang womo and woman.
Oh,
male
right,
and
right.
Female.
All right. Pronunciation.
Of.
You want to hear it from a male from
yes.
Italy?
Yes, please.
Or
yes.
From a female from Italy?
Any.
Man. Okay, here we go. You might as well get it straight from the Italian.
Womo.
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 Womo. You womo.
So tayo, male sexual creatures, we are womo.
Sexual. Womo. Womosexuals.
We are womosexuals.
Yeah. Sabi ko na eh. I knew it from the diba? Beginning.
It's funny how people are just sending us like random things now. Like
what,
Jesse
what,
was
what?
Just saying, how do you pronounce MFG? It's Marité François Gerbeau.
Yes.
Yeah.
Marité,
ba?
Marité.
Marité.
Marité François
Gerbeau.
Gerbeau.
Oh. And then it's Leo Cetane, right?
What?
Leo Cetane.
Ah, really? I don't know.
L.
I always thought it was L'Occitane.
O-C-C-I-T-A-N-E.
Well, that's how the Americans say it. L'Occitane.
L'Occitane.
Yeah, L'Occitane.
I always thought it was L'Occitane.
Wait.
Sige, type it, tapos we'll pronounce.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
L'Occitane.
We're such nerds.
I never...
No, we might as well.
Kasi L'Occitane would be sounding very Italian.
Oh, yeah, that's Italian.
It's okay, more like wait. French, eh.
French.
I think L'Occitane.
Okay.
Baka L'Occitane.
Lower bed.
And...
L'Occitane.
L'Occitane. L'Occitane. But it's so American, though.
L'Occitane.
Oh,
I'm
so
sorry.
I want to hear it
we
from,
didn't
like,
know. It was
L'Occitane.
L'Occitane.
It's like from the land of Delamore.
I know, right?
I mean...
Lemo, you guys are Womo.
Wait, here. There is a...
You guys are Womo.
Here,
okay?
A male from France.
Okay,
a male from France.
Okay.
L'Occitane.
L'Occitane.
That sounds better.
L'Occitane.
L'Occitane.
L'Occitane. Look.
It's Chinese pala.
Hey, Sumi was just saying the brand manager of L'Occitane here is here in Manila.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Hello.
Did you just say hello?
No, in French, because it's allo.
Allo.
Allo. Allo.
Allo.
But even in German...
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Tapos sa paglakit, oy! Pakulun ka naman!
L'Occitan.
No? Yeah, and then Fish Mark was just thinking, what about, it's Louboutin.
Louboutin.
Yeah, Louboutin.
Dapat walang N.
Louboutin.
Louboutin.
Don't do it.
Sige, tuloy mo yan.
Don't do it.
So it's like two syllables, Lub and Uton.
Louboutin.
Stop it! For the love of everything holy!
Lub.
No, stop. He didn't get it the first time.
Lou?
Lubo.
Bouton.
Bouton.
Louboutin.
Louboutin.
So putting Louboutin.
No matter how you do it, it's just so wrong.
It's those damn French.
Sobra.
Si Chill only naman. E paano yung DKNY? Dikini?
Dikini.
Dikini. It's DKNY.
Parang YC Dikini Brief.
Hindi na nasa isip ko.
YC, oh my God, Dikini. YC Dikini Brief. Wala lang, naalala ko
yun. YC is Yacht Club.
Yeah.
FYI.
FYI. No, I would remember these ads that I would see.
Yep.
Na parang
yep.
Naka-brief lang sila, tapos may captain's hat sila. Yeah.
Hindi ko pa nakita yun.
Tapos naka-brief, diba? Tapos nasa may boat siya. Parang he's stirring a boat. And then he has a captain's hat on. And parang the caption was bird's nest. I don't know why.
Talaga? Oh my
it's
lord.
So weird.
Alam mo, this conversation is so womo.
Ay, nako.
Isn't it?
Ano na ba to? Top or bottom?
Ewan ko, basta alam ko lang, Louboutin.
How apt! Yeah, but that's the question. Top or bottom?
I mean, the top
Look,
10!
We already know, right?
Are we doing the top half or the bottom half?
Kung saan ka masaya. Kung saan ka masaya.
Tama si Gino.
Ano ba?
Kung saan ka masaya.
So, top na to.
Doon ka ba masaya?
820 eh. O sige, top na.
Hey, wait. Irene is tuned in. So, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
And
morning,
she's saying,
Irene.
Yeah, the billboards will be replaced now. So, we have to take a pick.
We should.
Let's go.
All right. So, the top. Nicknames for boobies comes from Mad Mutt Mark.
Mad Mutt Mark says.
So, it's because Hunger Games is coming out soon.
Yeah, the second part.
Mm-hmm. So, since he's a big fan, okay. He would name both Catnips Evergreen.
Oh my God!
Di ba pwedeng ever pink?
No, catnips ever brown.
Di ba pwedeng
ever pink? I can't believe you guys!
He's a big fan of Hunger Games.
Ay, nako. You guys are incorrigible. Diba? As in.
So, catnips ever brown. There you go.
Okay, wait. Before you close it out, remember I'm giving facts about boobs.
Yeah.
About mammary glands today. And this one is special. Super special. Did you know? Wait lang, I'm getting to the... No. Did you know that there is a special ringtone to make your boobs bigger?
Ah, ba't di mo ginamit to?
I don't need it right now.
No!
Sorry, all right, here we go.
Sorry na.
Did you know the world's first non-invasive breast augmentation procedure is courtesy of a Japanese man's ringtone invention? Ah. Dr. Hideto Tomabechi combined his loves for boobs and sounds in 2008 to create the ringtone Rock Melon, which causes boobs to increase in size when the woman hears it. One of the doctor's first subjects reported her boobs grew a full inch in a few days after hearing the tone 20 times a day.
Ano to ringtone na to? Saan to nabibili?
Sige ka, pag pinakinggan mo yan.
Hindi naman para
sa... Hindi, bibili siya there. Ng iPod shuffle. Tapos ilalagay niya sa ears ng girl.
You have to listen to this. It's so
Rock
awesome.
Melon.
Rock Melon.
Okay, as done by Dr. Hideto Tomabechi.
Gotta love the Japanese.
Oh my gosh.
But they come up with the smartest stuff.
Baka
I'm
ano.
Supposed to say something else that started with an S.
Dapat tag ano lang siya ng ano, parang code name, parang Dr. Seuss.
Oh.
Diba?
Seuss, oh.
Hindi kasi naging Korean siya.
Yeah.
So diba? From Tomabechi, naging...
Tomabechi!
Tomabechi!
Umiinom, tumutoma yung Becky.
Tomabechi.
Tomabechi. Kasi may balak. Kaya si Dr. Tomabechi. Ano si Tomabechi? Ay, tumutoma na naman yung Becky.
All right.
The top 10 nicknames for boobies. Jashkeen RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag nicknames for boobies.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 3. The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. You know what? Turns out, my sister texted me that my nephew's two kids grew up on Rock Melon.
The ringtone that supposedly makes boobs bigger.
They've been weaned. They've been weaned on Rock Melon.
How?
How punny.
Yeah.
No, but it's true. Oh my God. I'm pretty sure my nephew didn't know that. It's for growing boobs.
So a Japanese doctor actually created this, this ringtone that enhances the size of the boobs.
Of the boobies.
Why don't we do everyone a favor and then play it every day?
Actually, we have a request.
Have it.
Can you please?
Let's play it.
I know.
I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Let's make it our background music.
I'm sure it's on YouTube. What baka lumaki yung boobs natin? I don't want my boobs to grow.
No, but I think mostly it's the girls.
I think it's for girls. I don't think it's
na according to Gino Boy, Dr. Tomabeki.
Si Dr. Tomabeki.
Hideto Tomabeki.
Hey, on you know, the brighter side of things, we're going to have the Monster Scholars tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we talked to them
last Friday. And so tomorrow, we're going to have them over.
Maybe you're familiar with their stories and they're really, you know, you really want to get a scholar who you know
will make the most of it.
Will make the most of it.
And then you have scholar na hindi ka tulad ko.
Yes. And you just want to make sure that people who really want to get a decent education
get it.
And that's what we're doing tomorrow with the help of a lot of people.
Kasi like, yung mga scholar ni Chico tsaka ni Makoy iba.
Ay.
Meron ibang may different qualifications.
Ibang klaseng education.
Education, that's my pet peeve.
I know.
Education.
That's my education tsaka individual. I hate it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Parang ano si public school.
Yan si That's his pet peeve.
Si Gino Boy naman yun ang pet peeve.
Tyrant 1R was just saying, you know what? It feels awkward listening to TMR when your mom's near you. Boobies.
Actually, that's what they were saying yesterday. When we started talking about Del's boobs, kasama niya yung parents mommy niya at auntie niya.
Right.
And she was like, oh my gosh, kill me now. Actually, it was awkward.
I met, I think, the editor of Mega magazine.
Yeah.
And she said...
Mega.
She said that her mom is a big fan of the show.
Oh.
And I'm like... Really? I mean, we get green. And she says, yeah, I know. She's the one who tries to change the topic. Because she feels awkward.
She feels awkward, yeah.
But her mom is okay.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, especially if you're already an adult.
Remix!
If you're already an adult.
Becky G in the house.
Yeah, Becky G.
If you're already an adult.
Right.
I think parents... don't really mind anymore, but it's just you're so used to
it's not a big deal.
Hiding it from them that you don't really want to hear it when they're around.
I guess the whole American Pie thing, right? When the dad would start talking about sex to
he's like uncomfortable.
The son is uncomfortable, but the dad is like,
it's
I'm sharing here, son.
Sometimes but it's you play with a one-eyed snake.
Right? But it's so gross for the kid.
You play tennis on your own.
The top 10 nicknames for boobies. Let's start off with Chenong. Gatasan Hills. Batasan Hills.
I like that.
Gatasan Hills. Mad Matt Mark says, Dokling.
Dokling.
Kasi.
You know why?
You know why?
Kasi naka.
No, Dokling's the other way.
Ah, ganun.
Yeah.
Cheche tawag doon.
Cheche yung.
Bakit cheche?
Magkagalit sila.
Okay. Magkagalit sila eh. So.
What a term!
Cheche tawag doon kasi. Cheche. Magkagalit sila.
They're looking away.
Ayaw na mag face to face. Eye to eye. Kylie Gayahan says, the left will be named Tough and the other one will be called Luck.
Tough Luck.
Tough Luck, kid. Dude. OMGN says, the pacifier.
Well, it does pacify a lot of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Minsan kids.
Minsan adults.
Jerick says, NBSB. No boobs since birth.
That's me.
Not anymore. I'm so proud of you.
I know.
I want to like pat you on the back.
Pero you know, sana sa back, wag sa front. You know, I'm...
The word for it's lusog.
Ang they're lusog. So, ano eh, supple.
You know, I was just... Stop, guys!
They're like plums.
Yeah.
Large plums.
Di naman. Not sana that large
naman. Sana maging
naman.
Prunes.
Pag natayot.
Yay.
Oh, diba? No.
They're luscious plums.
You know, but I know that... Remember in The Little Prince, didn't he mention the word ephemeral?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things that are fleeting.
Yeah, that are fleeting. Yeah.
Bubbles. That's how I describe these boobs. You know?
You think they will?
I think they will.
Because I think after a certain number of kids...
No, syempre they'll go back to the way they used to be.
I
no,
hope.
Eh, but sometimes, with such disappointment. With such disappointment in the voice. The way they used to be.
No, but sometimes they stay the same.
No, no, no.
Do they?
They don't.
Yeah, for some.
I don't know.
No. I have yet to meet a mom na...
I've seen a mom na...
The same. No,
well,
like,
my mom, trust me. Before she got sick. My mom.
No, but I mean like... Kasi baka those are like... Those... I can't believe we're talking about your mom's boobs.
I'm
but
sorry, but
maybe,
they're really
maybe those, that's
beautiful.
The size even when she was dalaga pa.
No.
I don't know.
No, that's what I mean. Because what Gino is saying is that obviously they grow when you get pregnant and you start breastfeeding. But that it stays
no, kasi
even
kilala
after
ho.
You've lost the weight na?
Na before it, wala talaga.
Uh-oh.
And then she got boobies mm-hmm. when she got pregnant.
Yeah.
And then it stayed there. But not as big as when she was pregnant. But it was still...
But bigger than when she
bigger
was
than when
non-pregnant.
Ah.
Oh, that's the first I've heard of that.
Me too.
Usually it goes back to the old size.
Mm. Okay. I hope.
Mm.
Now you see them.
Now
you don't.
Diba? Oh, and then Buding says flat tops.
How weird would it be, no?
Because remember, we're not talking about just big boobs.
Yeah,
right? We're talking about
boobs in general.
Big boobs, small boobs.
No boobs.
No boobs.
Because that yun yung tawag sa amin nung.
I can't believe we came up with a top 10 just about boobs.
It's the malest we've been.
No, to be honest, okay, I have to be real honest here. It's so male. The show has been very male for a while. Gay, but male. I'm sorry.
Gay, but male.
It is male. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of testosterone on the show.
Sabi sa iyo,
misdirected.
Some will say misdirected. Some will say target.
Exactly.
I mean, bullseye, but you know.
But male nonetheless.
It's male. It's very male.
The Dazara says, Susmita Sen. Yeah. It's hard to pronounce her name, huh? Susmita Sen.
Susmita Sen.
Sushmita.
Ah, ganun ba?
Sushmita Sen.
Ah, ganun ba?
I have a problem with...
That's Chico feigning innocence.
I have a problem with the SH.
Yes, among
S-H.
Other things.
So, I pronounce it as Susmita Sen. And Mad Mutt Mark says, I would call them Josh Groban. Kasi you lift them up.
They raise you up.
They raise you up. Hockey Donkey says, the leaky cauldrons.
Oh my god, that's gross.
I love those.
That's from Harry Potter, right?
Yeah.
The leaky cauldron,
that's
yeah.
The bar.
Mm-hmm. But it's the one not with butter a beer. Cauldron. It's
the
not-
pub.
It's not a cauldron.
It's a cauldron, and it's leaky sometimes.
No, it's
inverted
not a cauldron.
Cauldron.
No, it's not.
It is.
Cauldrons are where you boil things.
Water. Hindi, pero the shape.
Well, yeah.
The shape lang.
The shape is like a cauldron.
And then it does leak sometimes.
Sometimes.
That's
eventually it will.
Mm. Yeah, especially when you're
feeding.
That's the hope.
No. It's not a...
Or the leaky cauldron.
Oh,
that's the hope. That's the hope.
Chico, well, that is the hope indeed.
Boy, that's too much.
That's, the hope.
That's too much.
What's wrong with leaky? When you're breastfeeding, sometimes it leaks. What's too much?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, gotta. Yeah, gotta. Hindi ba kasi riot eh.
Sana, nasakto sana eh.
Yeah, gotta.
Oh, your super dances, ah. Your super dances. Meron soft serve. Merong self serve. Tibartsky says, ang pagdadalaga ng pigsa.
Sila malaki na.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10, nicknames for boobies. Shoot, they were supposed to be the top pala, yung leaky cauldron and this one, kasi they're Harry Potter themed.
Okay.
So yung isa, diba, the leaky cauldron. J. Ryan says naman, the prisoners of Bras Caban.
Bras Caban.
Bras Caban.
The prisoners of Bras Caban. Same with the leaky cauldrons. Okay, the top 10 nicknames for boobies. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag nicknames for boobies.
All right, so remember, we're doing boob trivia.
Yeah.
So do you know what is the biggest size in record?
52X.
May X ba? A, B, C, D lang, di ba?
No.
What? Really?
Yes.
There's more than a D?
There's more than a D, and there's more than an E.
Pray tell, what is it?
Okay, so here we go. The world's biggest, and they are implants, are 38K.
Wow!
38K.
Triple K.
Yeah, triple K. 38K,
boom. Okay, so Sheila Hershey is a model with the world's largest breast implants at 38KKK. And that is a serious fact.
Wow.
Okay, wait, I'm looking at it. Sheila Hershey and her 38KKK boobies. Wow.
Can I see?
Losing him!
Can I see?
I'm about to lose the guys.
I want to see.
All right. And then one more trivia. One more trivia. In the United States, women are allowed to be topless in public in the state of Texas, Hawaii, New York, Ohio, and Maine. If some sort of disruption occurs, though, they may be charged with violating public nuisance laws.
Wow.
This is crazy, though.
Can I see?
I wouldn't want to see this.
You wouldn't?
It's like a butt. Like, literally, it's like a butt on your chest.
Yeah, it really is.
Wow.
And not just any butt, like a big butt.
Actually, puwet na siya, no, ni Nicki Minaj.
Oy! Puwede pa ang J-Lo, eh.
Oh my God! Wow, the imagery on that. What? You're a real DJ.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
Request granted. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush.
Top 10.
Morning Rush.
Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. And, okay. We've got the top 10 for today. The top 10 nicknames for boobies. So let's start off with your Super Dan. Petronas.
Wow, oh, Petronas Tower.
The towers. And they do kind of look like boobs.
No.
No, the top.
No.
Yes.
Because you have square boobs.
Yeah. No, of course. I mean, of course, it's
or
a little jagged.
Or cylindrical boobs.
No, not the body. Like, the, just the top.
Just
how
the
it,
top?
How it cones.
Oh, well, sabagay.
Siguro pa like, ano...
Grabe kayo.
The Observatory. Yung mga ganun.
Or ano, Araneta Coliseum.
Oh. Right.
At saka yung sa, ano, sa school namin, yung gym.
Or
oh,
any,
yung gym nyo, that's right.
Our actually,
gym.
Or any dome.
Cuneta.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, any dome. Kasi, di ba, at the top
except
of a dome.
Except yung cafe.
Ay. Di ba, there's always like something on top of that dome.
Yeah.
Which represents, you know.
What? What does it represent then?
The peaks.
Ah, okay. Mm,
the pointed peaks.
The twin peaks.
Sabagay, wala na bang peak na hindi pointed?
Meron.
No, it has to be because if it's the peak, it's the highest point. It can't be like...
Unless it's a plateau.
Which is the highest point. That's
exactly.
Why that
is.
Right.
Lawyered.
Peak.
Okay. Okay.
I Am Kiddo says, black beans.
Why?
Kasi mali.
Maliit is maitim. Grabe naman.
Alam mo yan, ano yung tausi?
Tausi, diba? Tausi ribs.
Ay, nako. Ito na naman tayo.
Ito na naman to eh.
Why are we always hungry?
Si Gino kasi keeps introducing the idea of
masarap
food.
Masarap kasi yung pagkain.
Ojoti says, North and South Korea. Kasi magkagalit. So, you know. Kittredge says, Jigglypuff.
Oh, it's a Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Hopefully.
Diba? And Kay Cobillo says, the Southerners.
Why?
They're all going south.
Oh, for the winter?
Yes.
Or permanently?
Permanently. Mm. Pepe says, headrests. Sometimes.
But that's painful for girls, isn't it?
Well, as long as it's
no,
not.
No, no, no.
Gently
it's not.
Okay lang.
It's not. It depends on where
so
you,
you can
lie.
Put weight on it.
Yeah. After all, that's where the babies...
Wag lang mabigla.
Wag bigla.
No, for example, do you know that there... It is Philippine law that all mothers giving birth, the first thing the doctors have to do after the baby comes out is to put them on the chest.
Yeah.
It's by law.
Mm. Well, one of the reasons then that is that you have a look agad at your baby just in case there's a switching
well,
that goes
but
on.
But usually you don't. Because you're drugged. Your wits are not about you.
Yeah.
So, but normally the dads are also in the in the delivery.
And diba, it's also important to see your baby straight from the source.
Yeah.
Kasi parang diba, there are cases that they get switched. At least you can have like, wait a minute.
That's not the baby
that came out of me, or at least your husband.
But more of the bonding.
The bonding.
Yeah, because there really is something that happens after birth. If parang they call it something, I've forgotten.
Yeah.
But there has to be a moment.
Something.
Your baby needs to take a whiff of you.
Mm-hmm.
To
oh, like a dog.
Yeah, also your...
Yeah, because puppies are the same.
Your voice, your smell, your sound.
And our very own EJ. EJ of Radio 1 sent in an entry. Shock and awe. Those will be the name. Shock and awe. The Royal Vlad says eye bags. Kasi mukha siyang eye bags. Diba? Well, hopefully not. Kasi the shape is not very nice of eye bags.
The boobs are just beautifully designed.
Coned.
Yeah.
Kasi eye bags, parang, well, they're just bags. Diba? Mm-hmm. They're just parang wala lang. Shrub75 says, Tito and Tita. Parang, diba? Kasi parang...
Really, Chico?
Yeah. And the top. Nickname for boobies comes from Mad Mutt Mark.
Mad Mutt Mark says...
He will call them blind melons.
Why?
Because they're melons, right?
Yeah.
And they have eyes, right? But they can't see.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is that what it means?
Yeah,
blind melon, melons. No rain?
But I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe, no?
If that's
blind
the actual...
Blind melons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Diba? All right, so there you go. The top 10 nicknames for boobies. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag nicknames for boobies.
Of course, as promised, we do have boob facts. The awesome facts about mammary glands that you probably didn't know. We've been covering it since 6 o'clock, right? How many have we had?
A lot.
I think we've had about...
Eight. Two per batch, yeah.
I think eight. Mm-hmm. I think we've had eight. All right, so here's the fact. Fact number 9. For most women, one breast is, on average, approximately 39.7 millimeters bigger than the other one. And the larger breast tends to be the left one.
Oh, it's like for
no
the boys.
No wonder I gravitated the...
The same for the boys. The left is always lower.
Really?
It's a given.
Okay.
Kaya pala pag may...
I don't know what it is with the left.
Left.
It's always
maybe because
left.
That's where the heart is. No. Oh wait, no, it's in the middle. No.
Oh yeah, the heart.
No, because I thought the dominant hand is the one.
No.
Hindi pala talaga.
No.
I'm
left-handed.
Yeah, I'm left-handed. Okay, another boob fact. Mm-hmm. One last for this batch. Did you know, women out there, this is one more thing you have to know. Being stressed out or overly tense can cause your boobs to sag during those exact moments.
Oh.
So don't be stressed.
Just at that very moment.
Just at that very moment, they tend to sag.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay.
All right. It's all about the mammary gland today.
It's about the boobies.
All right. We have one full batch coming up this hour.
And then a nice song coming up after.
Yes, requested.
Stick
and lovingly picked by Gino himself.
Yep.
All right, here we go. 9:17 on the clock.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part 4.
Hello, good morning, guys. It's time for the news. The last one today here on the show. We're going to talk about singer Kelly Rowland. She broke down in tears during a concert in Washington, D.C. on Sunday as she performed a song about a past abusive relationship.
Uh-oh.
The former Destiny's Child star was belting out her controversial new track, Dirty Laundry, which also chronicles the singer's feelings of jealousy towards pal Beyoncé.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to download the song today.
As her solo career took off while she was battling personal problems at home, when she had to take a moment to regain her composure.
Wait, so it's a song called Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
So she's literally, we're going to be airing Dirty Laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so fans chanted Rowland's name in support, and she resumed her performance after a short break. After she finished the song, the 32-year-old declared, quote, "I am so grateful for that." The singer has previously admitted that recording Dirty Laundry was an emotional experience, stating, quote, "It took me days to record. I had to get past being so upset and actually sing the song, not to sob through it," unquote. In the lyrics, she details a past abusive relationship. She refuses to name names in the song. She reveals that her then lover turned her family and friends against her and would occasionally beat her.
Yikes.
Mm. I mean, it is dirty laundry when you talk about that part and also being jealous. But I think it's...
But kudos that she didn't name, because you know how it is, parang walang laban yung isa.
Walang laban yung isa kasi wala naman siyang platform.
Uh-oh. But it's good to talk about it. And you know how... That's
or
how
so we think, because we don't know if so it's another famous person.
Pero alam mo yung ano, alam mo yung...
Respeto.
No, the very idea of... that's why I think songwriters, really good songwriters, should be rewarded for their work. Because sometimes you have some feelings that you don't know how to put into words, and then here comes a song that seems to have like read your diary
or
speaks of your feelings as if you wrote them. Diba?
Or when you somehow had gotten a little quick at your heart.
Exactly.
You know?
And then parang sobrang like, whoa, it is exactly how I'm feeling inside. We really have to reward them because it's so well done.
But I guess...
Kaya ang sarap kantahin ng mga songs na ganun eh.
With songs, at one point in your life, you will be able to relate with, you know, one of these songs. Except for maybe like yung mga, I'm on a boat or whatever, like I'm so rich and I've got like multiple cars and whatever. Maybe not everybody can relate to that. But when it comes to
like
you
love,
know, heartbreak and somebody leaving you, somebody cheating on you, then...
I just like the fact that she acknowledges that there was some jealousy. Because that's the most thought of question.
Yeah.
After,
how did you girls feel?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Parang what happened was you guys were back up and then she quit the group. She became bigger.
As a solo act.
As a solo
Even,
act.
Yeah, which is rare. Bigger pa yung solo than the group.
Very rare. Like
Diana Ross.
Mm. But for her to acknowledge it, if I were Beyonce, I wouldn't feel bad.
Yeah.
I would say that's probably one of the
bravest things that you can
one, it's
and at
brave.
Least it's honest.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Two, it's honest. And I think friends can really say that to each other.
Yeah. And it says nothing of Beyonce.
No, it just
you're just saying I'm jealous of her success.
Yeah. Right.
That's okay.
But because a lot of people won't say that. Especially to a friend, someone they're very close to.
Because you're supposed to be happy for them.
Yeah. Uh-uh. Parang wow. I wonder what Beyonce
I wanna hear it.
Oh Dirty God, Laundry. Okay. The girl has guts.
Mm-hmm.
Or the girl's
Newfound
got gonads.
Respect.
Dirty Laundry is the title of the track. If you want to download it and check it out, go right ahead.
Legally.
Of course. On iTunes.
Or that's other the avenues. News. Legally. That's the news here on The Morning Rush.
Para kulang na lang, legally, Delamar.
Why? Excuse
no,
me.
No, because Delamar is doing the news. So parang, diba, download it legally.
You're a bad man.
Delamar just did
you're
the
such
news.
A
slap
bad
him.
Man.
Slap him.
I know you're sad, but please. Can I?
What are you going to slap me with?
This is off tangent, okay? But just talking about music. Mm-hmm. So my phone got stolen last Thursday.
Yeah.
And all the songs that I've been like tripping on.
Yeah.
Are there.
You can get it again.
I know. But
if you've downloaded it legally.
Yes. I have receipts to iTunes to prove. Can't believe you. I can't believe you.
No, kasi mali ko bang you copied it from a CD that you already have.
You're the most you're the worst friend ever.
Think about it. You wouldn't have legally downloaded it if you legally bought the CD and then copied it on your Mac.
You wouldn't have this trouble of explaining if you didn't say stuff like that. Good grief.
Sure, pirate. Arr.
And then you see me with an eye patch.
With an eye patch.
Arr. I wonder if pirates really do like digital piracy. Would they be wearing?
Yung mga the
but the pirates now are so, they're so high-tech.
High-tech.
Of course, you have to.
The most notorious pirates now are the Somali pirates.
Yeah, and they
supposedly
really,
they're the pinaka
notorious. They're treacherous.
They're treacherous. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, hey, can we just greet the divine diva a happy, happy birthday?
Oh wow! Really, it's her birthday. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
To the divine diva,
Zsa Padilla.
Oh, wow. happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Nice.
The beauteous.
I know. She never ages, no?
She's just beautiful.
Grabe, isn't she?
The woman is just beautiful. I saw her.
She went to RX before.
Yeah.
Way, way back. Na mga 90s. And I was like, I honestly thought it was like, parang like a high
star.
School. No, like some high school mestiza who just visited
who
the station.
Who just visited the station.
And then I was like, hi, yeah, please have a seat. And then they came and they're like, oh, Zsa, welcome. Oh, it's Zsa Padilla. I really thought it was some like high school girl.
And so few
so beautiful.
Women
Grabe.
Are called Zsa.
I know.
There's Gabor.
Jatorna.
That's not a woman.
Actually, that's true. He's not a woman.
Yeah, no, but, not a woman.
But he becomes a woman.
Yeah. A no, Zsa, she's a woman.
Uh-oh. But Zsa, I mean, in the Philippines, there's only one.
No, actually, that's
wala
true.
Na bang iba?
Wala na. I mean, nasikat. I mean, you know.
Oo nga, no?
And it takes so much to carry the name Zsa.
I know.
You have to be.
Pero kung
Zsa.
Madali lang yung Zsa. But happy birthday.
It was Chico, the divine Zsa.
The divine Zsa.
We'll also celebrate his birthday.
Not Zsa, ha?
Zsa.
We'll celebrate his birthday.
That's right.
Soon.
Oh my God. Maghanap na naman tayo ng ano, ng regalo sa kanya na hindi natin maregaluhan.
Bakit ba?
Ang hirap mo regaluhan kaya.
Alam niyo namang isa lang ang gusto kong regalo.
Sige, tapos i-announce namin on air.
Ay, nako!
You know it. At the end of the show, we announce whatever our gift is.
Whatever.
I mean, my Aster goes, meron pa.
Sino?
Zsa Fierce.
All right, that's the news here on The Morning Rush. More news happens on Drive Through. You've got Andre, Jinri, and Schneider all together at 10. Only here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Okay. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Can you tweet me how to get back a document that I accidentally closed Word?
Wait, accidentally closed Word.
Alam ko meron ka lang ano eh.
Open here. Word?
I did.
Actually, if I... okay, give me a sec.
Okay.
It's loading.
I love how, you know, it's so techy right now.
I know. I hate this.
Okay, please do the word says don't remember now. There's no... auto recovery, let me know.
Yon.
Wait.
I'm so stressed out. I had so many. Nikita told me before.
Options. Auto recovery. Wait. Ano ba to? Dami nakalagay. Hindi na nilagay kung ano yung dapat gawin. Picon.
Check rin on Twitter, Del. Yeah, baka they're texting us. Tweeting us. Oh my God.
Yeah, if you know how to recover like a Word document.
I just closed it, but it's all there. When I open Word, it's a new file.
Any document that may appear in the auto recover window on the left side of the screen.
Of Word, when I'm on Word.
Yeah, is there a left auto recover window?
No. Auto recovery window. No, there is none. Ugh. Okay, I'm on Word. I'm on a document. There. We're trying to. What?
I know.
What? Help me. It's not there. Sige na,
this
I'll
is
just
what
get
you call
from,
techno stress.
I know, right? Worst case scenario, I'll just open. I'll just read it off Twitter.
Because if you close without saving, you will have ignored the prompt to save and clicked on the no button.
No, but there is.
No, there is. Nikita told me before.
One, and I experienced it.
Yeah.
Okay, click tools.
Okay, wait. Okay, click tools. Yeah, tools.
Oh, wait, there must be a backup copy on the same tab, save your auto recover, blah, 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 blah. Ah.
My recent documents, but that's. This is.
Yeah, hi.
This is.
If you close it intentionally, chances are the document was either saved or not. Wow, that's helpful.
I know, right?
Let's just do.
Okay, let's just get it off Twitter.
Yeah, get it off
Twitter.
Okay,
sorry.
Oh, wait. No. Close all the Word documents, then open a new one. There will be an auto recovery tab on the left side.
Okay, wait. Quit Word. Okay. Quit.
Open Word. A new Word document.
Then at the right side, there is recover unsaved documents.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Or the left side.
On the.
When you open the page.
Okay.
On the. It says here on the right side, huh? Yeah.
Go.
This. All right, so while we're doing that, I might as well give you more awesome facts about...
Boobies,
okay, while we do that. I think we've had 10.
Yeah?
We've had 10, and let me just get to the other awesome facts.
There, sorry. Simon Ong was just saying, auto-recovery only works if the program crashed or didn't respond.
Oh.
But you closed it.
I did.
Right, were you closing it for closure?
Ay, nako. Okay, so anyway, I got Twitter.
Okay,
so we've got the top 10 nicknames for boobies. Let's start off with, let me see here. There's one funny one. Okay, coming from Jun Samboy, Malabon and Manila.
Bakit?
Dalawang zoo.
Witty. There
okay.
is that.
And also from Jun Samboy, High Hills.
High Hills.
Diba?
If they're high. Only if they're high. Mm. All right, here. Not high in the altered state
no,
but like literally. Okay. Adolescent wonders. That's what your boobs are called. Humans are unique in that we are the only mammals in the animal kingdom not to develop breasts until puberty, after which they stay permanently enlarged.
Oh.
For some females.
For some females.
Because
some, doesn't really happen.
And for some, they have to wait to get pregnant. Thank you very much.
Frugilicia says, Scylla and Charybdis, because it's hard to choose between them. If you're familiar with the Greek mythology, that was their choice. That's like parang yung when you're... I know, choosing between the devil and the deep blue sea, a rock and a hard place. Scylla and Charybdis. And also, I'm sorry, I remember the entry, but not the sender.
You remember the feeling, but you don't remember.
I remember the boy, but I don't remember the feeling anymore. Susie and Jenna.
Okay.
You can tell that's not the original entry.
Yes. Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I wasn't able to get your... It's all saved in that...
This is such awesome facts. Here's another one. Because of the natural hormones released while a woman is ovulating, her boobs are most symmetrical between the 14th and 16th days of her cycle.
Oh, wow.
That's so odd.
Mas panday on the 14th to the 16th
day. Yeah, so it sort of like balances it out.
Yeah.
Weird.
Wow. Okay, and also, Jun Samboy says, Araneta and Astro. Astrodome. Pareho rin siya.
All right, here's another one. Due to chemicals in cigarettes that break down elastin in the body, a female smoker will tend to have saggier boobs than her non-smoking counterparts.
Wow.
Yet another reason not to smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Melvin says, or the wooden robot. Girls with flat chests, with flat boobs, ang tawag sa kanila, pirate's dream.
Bakit? Why?
They have sunken chests.
Hindi naman sunken.
Hindi naman sunken. Flat
Sorry,
line.
But I have to step in and defend the group I just left.
Diba? Oh. And also...
You want another one?
Okay, go.
Human breast milk is noticeably sweeter and thinner than cow's milk. Whole cow's milk also lacks sufficient vitamin E and fatty acids, as well as contains too much protein, sodium, and potassium for a newborn's baby kidney.
Too See, much. No. This is why I want to try human milk.
You're not a baby.
Well, he's a big
no,
baby.
No, I want... Because it's sweeter.
Daw.
Oh, so parang I'm thinking it's a little bit like condensed milk, but like less thick.
Oh, sabi ni Jun Samboy, alam mo yung nickname niya? Earmuffs.
Bakit ear? I...
Here's one. You guys are not going to believe this.
Ah, sige.
Elena Marinova, a Bulgarian woman, survived a vicious front-end car crash thanks to her enormous boobs. A police expert explained that the 40 double D silicone implants absorbed the impact of the crash.
Wow.
The expert was quoted as saying, quote, "They work just like airbags by protecting the victim's ribs and vital organs from damage."
Wow. See, that's another reason for
Upside
you guys to get
get boobies. Well, yeah,
they can save your life.
Actually, totoo na, you can get boobies nowadays.
Yeah, and if you don't know how to swim, diba it floats.
Oh,
no, yun.
Mm.
It's like a personal flotation device.
Hey, hello to Mac Arenas. He's listening from Hong Kong.
Wow. Hello. Good morning.
I wonder if this is true. Duriana Jones was just saying, breast milk sometimes is used as medicine for sore eyes because it's antibacterial.
No, it's not true.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of doctors have already said that. Don't do that. It'll actually culture more bacteria.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's milk, remember. So, you know.
Okay, what true. Is the connection between... What is this? Oh, okay, never mind. Never mind.
No.
No.
And also... Cocoloid says Fat Amy.
It's perfect.
Finally, okay, one last comes from let me see here. Go to full profile. Okay, and it comes from Custer Winston.
Custer Winston says
Pamela Anderson.
Pamela
Anderson.
Para sarap ng suha ngayon.
And also suha.
Suha nga.
Kala ko ano yung sasabihin.
Ito naman yung sinabi ko eh. Wait, suha.
Kasi parang kakasabi lang natin, Pamela Anderson. Bigla.
Tapos suha.
Parang suha na suha. And one more. P. Dede.
Wake up in the morning feeling.
Like P. Dede.
Hey, P. Dede is asleep.
So, we survived. I read most of it, but I had more. But anyway.
Good morning to Fred Pinales.
Hey, Fred. I have to pay you guys a visit soon.
Yeah. Right. Fred is asking, what is the biggest boob size? We were just mentioning it a while ago.
38 KKK.
Yeah, 38.
Triple K.
That's crazy.
38.
That's crazy.
K.
It's K crazy.
Kakalokang crazy.
Oh, tayo pala. What would you name your boobs? Or what would we name Del's boobs?
I would name my boobs Hassan.
Alam ko na ako. Pika boobs. Kasi parang out of nowhere, parang pika boobs. Pika diba, boobs. Diba pag inaano may babies, yung pika boo.
I know this is TMI, but yeah. I just have to share it.
Okay.
Cooper keeps benching me.
In the boobs?
Yes. Oh my God. He's probably thinking, where did these come from, mother?
Are these real?
I know you. I've known you.
These weren't here before.
Yeah. When I needed them, they weren't here. I would call them kryptonite.
Kryptonite?
Kryptonite.
Why?
It makes men weak.
Ah, well.
No, it makes men strong.
No. At the beginning. But we can make you do things with bigger these.
Actually, that's true.
Yeah. You know, I was wondering yesterday, like, how different would I be?
I'll call them, your ticket to stardom.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, like Pamela Anderson.
Exactly.
No, I was thinking yesterday, what kind of girl would I be if I had boobs at puberty?
All your life.
It rhymes. Yeah. Because if I got my way all the time.
You might have been bitchier.
Tsaka hindi bitchy, ah. Bitchier.
What?
What?
Notice. You asked.
Bad choice of words.
No, because you'd be so used to getting what you want.
Grabe naman to.
Tsaka talagang bitchy.
I'm trying not to say the A word.
Ako kakantahan ko yung boobs mo.
Ano?
I need your boobs.
I gotta see your boobs.
I gotta see your boobs.
Tingnan mo, nag-covered shirt tuloy siya ngayon.
I know, right? That's what I told her.
No, I don't have... no, no. Honestly, I have more dresses that I wanted to wear but now won't wear because you guys.
Sabi ko yung mga spaghetti strap.
No, I,
it's
I,
not
I
like
actually,
we look at it with malicious intent. We just look at it with awe.
Wonder.
Dapat mag-deep V ka. Deep V.
I have one.
For deep voobs.
Voobs, voobs,
voobs. Voobs, voobs.
No, I appreciate the honesty, Gino.
That's right.
If there's anything I like, it's honesty.
You're welcome.
No, but it's annoying.
She would have been bitchier.
Sumano,
no, but okay. Think about it this way. If I had grown up with abs and like a really muscular, ano, sobrang, sobrang intense ng yabang ko.
Ay, pwede pa ba yun?
Kung ikaw, pinanganak kang babae.
Talaga may ganun.
Mas malandi ka pa.
Oo nga, actually.
No, but you know what I mean? I think the reason why we have certain things that are, you know, stripped away, or not stripped away from us, but like
no,
deprived
of,
is to build who we are. Na parang you cannot have everything, because if you get if you just have everything the minute you're born.
I don't want everything. I just want boobs.
But you have everything else.
No,
that's actually a compliment.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Doesn't sound like it coming from you.
It's hard to say. Trust me.
And then she doesn't have everything she wants. Well, on sports car.
No, but I mean, okay.
I don't want a sports
You're
car.
Smart. Want a sports you're talented. You're pretty. You're not tall.
Hindi niya mapigilan. Nahirapan na siya. It's a struggle.
It's really a struggle.
It's a struggle eh.
Wala pa akong new car.
I'm telling you. Get na lang.
I know. Ito talaga. I knew it.
Get na lang a practically brand new car.
Someone's selling his car.
From a co-host.
Right.
Na alam mo namang maayos magdala ng kotse.
Magaling magmaneho.
Magaling magmaneho. Walang milagrong ginawa.
Ah, wala pa ba?
Well, we don't know. Hey guys, yeah.
We gotta go.
We gotta go. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Hey, don't forget the Monster Scholars are gonna be here tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Big day for us.
Yes, we'll meet them.
We'll meet them, get to know them in person.
We'll grill them.
Grill them. Yeah.
We'll make them feel a sense of gratitude so that when they're all
let's give them an exam.
Successful and whatever.
An exam. Yeah, we should do that.
Like my academic questions.
Sige, I think we should
sige,
do that.
Sige.
Right. I'll take care of BE.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.